Searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of the words, 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. Light pours through a sweeping rift, forming an elongated letter R. Beneath the R appears the word Regency, in shining metallic letters. Twentieth Century Fox and Regency Enterprises present A Meteor Flashes Through Space, a Josephson Entertainment production. Three-dimensional metallic letters cluster together to form the title, Aliens in the Attic. The words are smashed to smithereens by one of four small headlight metal spaceships dodging through the meteor shower. They maneuver into a diamond formation and accelerate through space in a bright flash. On Earth, lights glow in a house at night. A dark-haired young guy is working at his computer. He's hacked into the computer of Sedum High School, bypassed the firewall, and is typing code into a document. He's startled by a noise. His bedroom window is open.
Oh, my God. Stuart!
What is it?
Tom's grades finally posted. Look.
Wonderful. Not 1A.
No.
Or B.
Mm-mm.
Not even in health.
Upstairs, Tom hits enter, and the grades start to change on his parents' computer.
That was just a D.
How are these changing?
Tom's bedroom window slides open. A head of long blonde curls pops in.
One word, and you're dead.
Are you crazy? If Dad catches you, he's gonna kill you.
Dad's not going to catch me.
She blows a kiss to a guy in a yellow car.
I don't get it. What do you see in that guy?
You mean other than the fact that he's good-looking, sweet, sensitive, romantic, funny, and ridiculously athletic?
Dad's coming, and he's mad.
At who?
Tom!
The girls hide behind the bedroom door.
What?
If you're smart enough to hack into the school website, then you are smart enough to pass math. Do you think Bethany got accepted to Michigan by screwing around all the time?
Of course not. She got in because she's perfect.
No, your sister worked her tail off, and that's exactly what I expect from you.
Yeah, you're right, Dad. I don't deserve a family vacation. I should stay home tomorrow, learn my lesson.
Oh, no, no, I am not taking that bait, kiddo. This isn't you. The bad attitude, the grades, what is going on?
Nothing.
I blame all this for coming between this right here. Some good old-fashioned, no-tech family togetherness is exactly what we need. So get some sleep, we're hitting the road at sunup. Oh, and you guys too.
He's unplugged Tom's computer. Bethany grins sarcastically. Next day, the family's silver Volvo 4x4 is on a busy highway out of town, with Carter Jenkins. Tom sits unhappily as his little sister listens to music and hits him with a rag doll. Austin Butler. Bethany jostles him as she texts on her cell phone. Their father grins in the driving seat.
Hannah, please, next time, you ride the hump, okay?
I bow from the middle. Remember?
Hannah puts her headphones back on. The car's on an elevated section of road. Kevin Nealon. Robert Hoffman. Doris Roberts. The highway carves a long straight line through the countryside. Tim Meadows. They're on a narrower country road.
And that's the farm report. In other news, it looks like there'll be more than just fireworks in the sky tonight, as an unexpected meteor shower adds a little excitement to our area this holiday
week. Very exciting. We're in for a little bit of a show.
Beautiful, you guys.
Better wear hats tonight. We don't want our heads catching on fire.
Yeah. Andy Richter, Gillian Bigman, Ashley Butcher. Tom peers at Bethany's cell phone, then snatches it.
Wow.
Hey!
Your boy toy is a complete idiot.
Ricky is not a boy toy. We're in a mature, loving relationship.
Ugh.
Okay, why don't we talk in a few years when you have a clue what dating's all about?
Like Ricky has a clue?
One more word about Ricky, and I swear to God, I'll kill him.
Okay, that is enough. Knock it off, you guys. We're almost there.
Henry Young, Regan Young, and Ashley Tisdale. A photo shows Ricky half-naked holding a bunch of flowers. They drive through a small town, casting by Julie Ashton Barson. A sign says, Welcome to Creek Landing. Music supervisor, Willie Gottlieb. Music by John Debney. They arrive at a large old wood frame house.
And there's the pool. See ya.
Meet me, Uncle Nate. Oh, yeah. Ha-ha.
Costume designer, Mona May.
I got a tongue. Don't worry.
Nice, huh?
Right, yeah, let's grab that.
Hope there was a discount for booking us in the most boring spot in the whole country.
Come on, we're only a stone's throw away from at least a half dozen top-notch fishing lakes.
Are we near a time machine so we can go back 5 years to when I thought fishing was cool?
Hey, I bought us all new side-stab reels. Anti-reverse technology.
Co-producer Joe Hartwick Jr.
Lame.
Visual effects supervisor Douglas Han Smith. Tom walks into the large hallway. Film editor John Pace.
Ugh.
Production designer Barry Chusid.
So lame.
There's a stuffed fish on the wall. Tom looks up the long carpeted staircase. He goes upstairs. Director of photography Don Burgess, ASC. Tom walks along the wooden banistered landing and into a room. He's got a double bed, a wooden floor with a rug, wooden furniture, and no TV or computer. Executive producers Arnon Milkan and Mark S. Fisher. Tom drops his bags. A large SUV skids into the driveway.
Nice landing, Nate!
Told you I could fishtail this thing.
Nice try, Nate, but you just missed my kids.
But he did almost give your mother a heart attack. Again.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweetheart. I got you a little treat.
You did?
Yes, I did. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good to see you. Hey. I missed you.
Here. Produced by Barry Josephson.
Well, one of the Pearson brothers came to party.
Are those even legal here?
No.
Come on, Stu. Let's get him.
Nate, oh, yeah. Stop it. I'll tell Mom.
Tickle it. Tickle your asshole.
They've bought a big box of fireworks. Story by Mark Burton. Bethany gets a text as she gets comfy by the pool. Screenplay by Mark Burton and Adam F. Goldberg. Directed by John Schultz.
Twins, in here.
Hey, guys.
Put my bags on the bed.
Sure, yes, sir.
Trying to be a wise guy?
No, definitely not. Don't provoke.
Good. I get these out of here.
Oh, wait a minute. Why do you get the best room? I was here first.
Well, I'm here now.
I'm older.
And I'm bigger.
Did you grow since Christmas?
2 inches, cuz. I can tag a stop sign without even having to jump. How's Mathletes?
I don't do Mathletes anymore.
You tired of getting beat up?
Tom, get down here and help us unload.
Close my door on the way out.
Tom glares at his messy haired cousin. A yellow convertible Camaro cruises up the drive. Tom stares at it as he comes out of the house. Bethany smiles happily and puts down her magazine.
Surprise, surprise, princess.
Ricky, what are you doing here?
I'm just stopping by for the afternoon. Or maybe the night.
Tom flinches as gravel sprays. Ricky's number plate reads C Morrow 1. He leaps out of the car, pops the hood, and unplugs something from the engine bay.
What's that?
What's what?
Ricky!
Hey! Oh!
Whoa, what's up with the car?
Oh, I can't believe you're here.
Well, you're my girlfriend now, so there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. I'll give Papa some sugar.
Bethany, please don't give Papa sugar.
Mr. and Mrs. P!
Ricky, wow!
Hey, Ricky, what a surprise!
I got you a little housewarming gift.
Oh, that is so sweet. Isn't he sweet?
Yes, they're beautiful.
These are gorgeous. Yeah, very patriotic too, huh? Let's stick the flags in some water, see if they grow.
Yeah, we can do that. Hey, do you want anything to eat or drink?
Oh, well, that is so sweet of you, and I really wish I could, but my parents have a lake house in Oakstown, and shoot, I gotta get back before dark in case my car breaks down again.
Uh-oh, car trouble.
Mm. Dad, why don't you take a look at it for Ricky?
I don't mind getting my hands dirty.
Try it again, Ricky.
Gotta be something obvious, Dad.
I gotta be honest with you, auto mechanics isn't really my thing. Now, if this were a spreadsheet or a ledger, I would be all over it. But... Tell you what, Ricky, why don't you stay here tonight, and then we'll take your car into the shop in the morning.
Well, Mr. P, that's really considerate of you.
Well...
Really? He can stay the night?
Yeah, in the den, on the couch.
Of course.
No fooling around.
Dad.
What a gas pipe.
I know. Why can't they see that?
Well, dude, parents are wired differently. Their brains are old, mushy, fried from bad 80s music. So it's up to you, Thomas. You gotta defend your family honor like a man. I call it the Punisher.
Your dad bought you this?
Perks of divorce. Never underestimate the power of a grown man's guilt. If we even mention Mom, Nate drives us straight to the mall.
She's all yours.
Don't be a wuss all your life.
I don't know, man.
Tom clutches the paintball gun as Jake grabs a gas cylinder.
Take a look at that guy. Do you really want Ricky as your brother-in-law?
He's jumping about like a loon, showing off to Bethany. He pops a cartwheel.
Heck no.
Then let's go prune the family tree.
Had so much fun last night, Ricky.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know, that's just the beginning. Man, sun off the water and this lightweight cotton is so constricting.
I hate cotton.
Mind helping me with the lotion, babe?
Tom, with the paintball gun, has taken up a position in the long grass overlooking the pool.
Thinking shooting my sister's boyfriend isn't the best idea.
This isn't about ideas. This is about action. Don't think. Do.
I can't believe I'm even listening to you. You're dressed like a shrub.
Jake's camouflaged.
It's a little on my chest. Target is on the move. Take him out before he reaches second base.
No, I don't think that...
Ricky collapses, clutching his groin.
Oh my god, she saw us.
What do we do? What do we do? Camera mode. Hunker down and blend.
I'm sorry.
Shot my boyfriend. Sorry doesn't even touch that. When, Tom, when are you going to grow up and stop being a total embarrassment?
Bethany grabs the gun.
And that's why we use camera.
Shut up, Jake.
Storm clouds gather over the house. Ricky holds an ice pack to his groin.
Oh!
I don't know what you're thinking. I really don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna be all right.
A paintball gun. Don't you know that's a gateway gun? What about what's next? Baby? Pellet? Stun? What am I gonna do? What do you think I should do? I don't know what to do.
Can't you keep him in his room for the rest of the week?
But it wasn't even me.
Okay, look. You boys are just lucky that Ricky wasn't badly hurt.
It's okay, Mr. P. I was a little kid once, too.
Oh, that's nice, Ricky. Thank you. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But no, I'm not okay with this. Look, we're up here to fish, not to hunt your sister's boyfriend, all right? You could put his eye out. Would that have been funny? I don't think so. All right, let's start over with a clean slate. Tomorrow, we fish. 7 a.m. sharp.
7? You're kidding.
Pass. Nate?
Yes, dude, don't you think that's a little early? How about this? 10 a.m., on the boat, no questions asked.
Way to crack the whip, Nate. Way to crack the whip.
As lightning flashes, four small metallic objects hover over the house, then crash through the roof. The TV loses picture.
Oh, Stu? Stu? Nate, the TV's gone haywire.
Stu, TV's gone haywire.
Mom, stop it. It's probably the dish. All right, after the storm, I'll climb up on the roof and fix it.
Hey, well, wait a second, Mr. P. Let me fix the dish, man. That's the least I can do for your hospitality.
No, Ricky, you're hurt.
Oh, no, it was just a graze.
No, honey, he's fine. Go ahead, Richard. Show some hustle.
Yes, indeedy. But I will be needing a helping hand. What do you say, brother? Give us a chance to bury the old hatchet.
Tom glares at him with mistrust.
Make things right with Ricky, or don't come off that roof.
Ricky undoes the rope which holds the ladder to the attic in place. Tom flinches as the folding steps drop down.
Ladies first.
Tom peers up the steps. They climb up to the junk-strewn loft.
Whoa. Total creep show. All right. Here we go.
Listen, about the paintball thing.
Oh, hey. Don't worry about it. Firecracker, too slow. You know what? Thanks to your little sharpshooting stunt, I racked up pity points with your parents, and Big Sis is just itching to be my private nurse, so thanks a ton, Ace. That was that textbook wingman move. Come on, quit stalling. Get your butt up there and make me Nana's hero.
But you told my dad you'd fix it.
Oh, well, I told your dad a lot of things, like my car broke down, my parents own a lake house, I'm 18.
You're not a senior?
Not in high school. Now go.
Ricky smugly holds open a skylight. Tom gawps at him.
Go.
There you go.
Tom tumbles out onto a flat roof. Ricky closes the skylight, staying indoors. Tom looks around and frowns. The satellite dish is in tatters. fish weather vane spins in the wind as Tom picks himself up and walks over to examine the shattered dish. He touches it experimentally. Still puzzled, he picks up a piece which has broken off and looks up at the stormy sky. Tom whirls round, hearing the noise behind him, and scans the messy roof terrace. He drops the piece of satellite dish and goes to investigate.
Hello?
He goes to look behind a trellis covered with a vine, staring at the mess of old gardening tools and a mouldering table.
Hello?
Jake grabs him.
Dude, you make it too easy.
It's not funny.
What the heck happened to the dish? I can't do a week here without TV.
I can't do a week here, period.
A huge, monstrous shadow appears on the roof. The boys stare at a figure with a bulbous head and four arms. They turn around slowly. Behind them is a tiny figure about the size of a baby.
Hello, humans.
Please tell me you see that too.
Not sure I want to, but yeah.
We come from upstairs.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Whoa! I handle human contact.
Yes, sir. Noted. Yes, I understand.
Hello, humans. Should be no problem. No need to notification army. We come in pieces.
In peace. What? Say it with me, peace.
What are you talking about? Read
stupid book.
Peace.
Forget the book. Attack the humans. Attack.
With the letters.
Humans, submit.
Hey. What is taking you girls so long?
No.
One of the bulgy-eyed aliens shoots Ricky.
Ricky! What's happening to him?
Now the fun begins. Testing. Testing. Testing.
Testing.
Humanoid subjects.
We are the Zirconian species.
And we hereby claim your luscious planet
as our own.
What?
You have the choice of eternal enslavement or instantaneous death.
Run? I'm gonna run.
You have chosen instantaneous death.
The human corrupts are escaping! It's locked!
Not from me!
The sharp-toothed alien captain has a device that can move Ricky like a radio-controlled toy.
We're trapped! Duck!
Radio control Ricky dives through the trellis and plunges right off the roof. He's caught on a vine which goes taut and pulls the trellis over on one of the aliens.
Ugh! Unbelievable!
Downstairs, Hannah hears the commotion.
Razor, go!
Yes, sir!
A lady alien leaps and latches onto an old crate that Tom's using as a shield. Jake makes a break for the skylight.
Hey, can I play too?
Oh, Hannah, thank God! Open! Hurry!
Tom batters his adversary.
Hurry!
Hannah reaches for the latch.
Creepy Polly!
No, come back! Come back!
Them down! Look out! Hey, frog face!
No!
Tom tosses the crate into the other aliens, knocking them down before they can shoot Jake.
What's all the noise?
Open the window!
Open it. You open it. Now you open it.
Hurry! Get them!
Up! Someone open it! Come on! Right there!
Hurry up! Hurry up! Move, twin!
The dark-haired twins open the window. Tom and Jake tumble in.
Everybody downstairs now! Move!
The aliens jump straight through the window. Hannah's pop-eyed with surprise.
Creepy crawlies.
Creepy.
Go, 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 go! Go down!
Both Tom and Jake get shot and fall down the attic steps.
I am on it!
The twins shut the attic before the Zirconians can get through. Sparking probes pop out of the boys' necks.
Glorious Commander, be careful!
What's wrong with this?
Be careful!
Fix it!
You a zombie?
No. You?
No.
Prove it.
What do you mean?
I mean prove it! You had the Ben Tier 10. A zombie wouldn't know that.
Here they come!
Look out!
Ugly human!
Take a rope!
Jake tries to slam the hatch on the creatures.
Oh, tie it off!
I'm trying! Push
harder! We gotta call 911!
Tom, Jake, and the twins rush downstairs, dive into Jake's room, and search for their cell phones.
I can't get signal.
Neither can I. Mine's dead, too.
These midget Martians must be jamming us.
Never a good sign. It's working!
Hannah's found an old landline.
There's no buttons. What is this thing?
It's a rotary phone. You spin it.
They all stare in disbelief at how slowly the dial returns.
What happened up there? Was get them not clear enough?
Someone was obviously distracted.
I was following the plan. You were playing with your little toy.
This is a deadly weapon.
No.
It is.
These are deadly weapons.
Listen on yourselves. This is why we lost success on our mission previous.
Not looking to blame Throw, but that one was Razor's fault.
What? You were
the one... If we lose success this time, I lose my command. Now you're going to learn to work together, or we will together end up shoveling manure back in Sector 7.
We won't let you down, sir. Let's go enslave some humans.
About that, I'm sure enslaving is plenty of fun. But why the humans?
What?
They don't seem that bad.
Oh, Rookie.
Oh, they don't seem that bad. Funny, that's what our engineer Previous said.
Engineer Previous?
Right before the creature that was not that bad ate him. The humans are vicious. Peace is not an option.
The phone rings at the police station.
Sheriff here.
There's an alien invasion in a rental house. Knee-high beings, very violent.
Knee-high? What, like a hobbit?
No, real. Look, I know this sounds crazy, but you gotta understand...
Okay, yeah, listen, son. You do know that making a fraudulent complaint is a federal offense? It's punishable...
Hello?
Female alien Razor has cut the line.
Decent technique. For a female.
Ugh. How's that technique?
Hello?
The sheriff stares at the phone.
We gotta tell our parents.
They all look towards a window with closed curtains in a corner of the room. Jake advances cautiously. He reaches out to pull back the curtains. Jake jumps. Ricky's hanging upside down outside, wearing a dopey grin.
Think you're still an alien zombie?
Hannah hands Jake a pink plastic fairy's wand. Jake reaches out and pokes Ricky with it.
You are useless. Why aren't the mind control plugs working? You're the engineer. Figure it out. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Fix it.
He's not talking to us, right?
I think he's picking up their conversation. What do you they had like a Bluetooth. Levels
are
too
unstable. Are you telling me the plugs only work on mature subjects? Why did we not plan for this? You have failed me, you incompetent piece of geck!
Translation not available.
These humans will pay!
Ricky drops to the ground as Skip hurls the controller.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, sounds like Ricky landed out of space.
No, those things they shot at us, they're mind control plugs. They won't work on kids. It's like you said, we're wired differently.
What about Ricky? They tagged him and he's Bethany's age.
No, he lied. The tool's in college.
So if their plugs don't work on kids, that means we're safe.
It means we can fight them.
It means they'll go after our parents. They're walking targets.
We gotta tell them. Now!
Whoa, wait. Think. If our parents even go near those things, they'll get zapped and end up zombies. Our own parents will attack us.
We need the police. And their hardcore firepower.
Armed zombies, even better.
We're done. Game over.
Game over for the grown-ups. But we can still fight back.
So you expect us to stop an alien invasion on our own?
He's right. We're the only option. But we can't tell anyone. No police, no parents, no exceptions. Got it?
Hannah?
Hannah's gone.
They're up in the attic right now. Little aliens. They're loud and scary and really mean.
And there's no such thing as aliens.
Yes, there is. I saw them. They smashed the skylight and tried to break the attic stairs.
Well, let's hope not, for your sake. We put a huge deposit on this place, so you boys better keep it in one piece.
You heard her, Tom. No more trouble.
It was just a video game. We shouldn't let her watch. It's ready to
yeah, you know, it's
terrible. Mommy, I'm scared. I don't like the mean aliens.
Don't worry, Ann. Just pretend it's a big game. Game that we're gonna win. Just think about how little they are.
Little and deadly. What do we do now?
We figure out their weakness.
They flew here from another galaxy. You really think they have a weakness?
First rule of the warrior code. All enemies have a weakness.
Sparks! Why isn't my locator map up and running?
I told you, I need parts to repair it. You're not helping.
A spark knocks Sparks over. The TV comes on. Zorro's sword fighting.
Aha! Even on Earth, the male is dominant.
Catherine Zeta-Jones disarms the masked hero.
Wait.
But a female always wins.
What the? By the rings of Zircon.
Huh? Makes no sense.
They were fighting. Now their lips are hugging. I would never.
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 Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I get you anything? A cold drink? Some snacks? Hmm? Or would you rather help me invade a planet?
No!
All right, recon's my specialty. I'm going up.
A trellis runs up the side of the house. Jake starts to climb. The vine trellis goes all the way up to an attic window.
I'm coming with you.
Tom, be careful.
The boys peer into the attic. A rat runs along a beam.
Enemy apprehended. I'll interrogate.
Skip catches the rat in his mouth and swallows.
Disgusting.
What? Seriously, what? Locator activated, sir.
Excellent. Target the objective. Zoom in. Zoom. 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 Zoom.
You don't
zoom.
Have to keep saying zoom.
Zoom. Zoom. And rotate.
I think they're after something in the house.
Rotating. Let me get a better look.
Stop.
Jake loses his footing.
Rotate. The basement.
Tom, help me!
That must have hurt.
Basement. We gotta get to the basement.
Ricky? Ricky? Oh, hey, guys, wait. Have you guys seen Ricky?
Pretty sure he's still hanging around here somewhere.
Actually, Beth,
he didn't leave, did he?
No, he told us he was heading back to the lake, to bronze up his rock-hard abs. Yeah, he wants you to meet him there.
Wait. What did you guys talk about on the roof? Did he say anything about me?
No. He talked about his car. And, pretty much just his car. But you should hit the lake so he doesn't get blown off.
Yeah, over there.
Bethany goes on her wild goose chase. In the basement, a twin finds a pile of old socks.
I'm telling you, their map led down here.
You positive?
Shh. You hear that? Rice Krispies.
They all try and focus on the sound. One of the twins takes his Nintendo DS Lite out of his pocket. It's what's making the noise.
What is that?
The screen's a jumble of alien-looking code.
It's them. Something down here setting it off.
Everyone looks around nervously and begins to search. In a dustbin, even along the roof beams, Jake grabs a garden rake.
Well, whatever it is, we can't let him get to it. Everyone, gear up. We move on my command.
Okay, just hold on. If we run up there with a bunch of random junk, we're gonna get creamed. We can make something better.
We're in the middle of a battle, and you want to play science fair? No way. We're going back in now. Before our parents end up as alien zombies.
You're not thinking. We need a plan. I already have a great idea for a weapon.
Really? Let's go. Now!
Jake tosses the rake to a skate-helmeted twin. The other one is similarly armed. They follow Commander Jake, leaving Tom with Hannah.
Hannah, hand me that tape.
Stop, Nate!
Hey, guys!
Who wants a treat?
That's a lot of tools to try to fix the TV.
The troops arrive at the landing with the attic hatch. Jake signals to his men to halt and looks around, alert to trouble. There's a pair of oars on the wall, and the paint gun is leaning against a pillar. The attic hatch is being attacked from the inside.
They're busting through. Warrior code says strike first. Art, cover me.
With the rake?
Jake leaps forward and grabs the paintball gun as the hatch opens. He unloads paint into the attic opening.
How do you feel now? Suckers! Mission accomplished.
A grenade-like object tumbles out of the hatch. The boys fall over backwards, trying to get away. Jake braces for the explosion.
Oh, crud.
An antenna pops out of the studded metal egg.
It's a dud.
The egg sprouts dozens of antennae, and the boys float into the air.
Oh, what's happening?
Why are we floating?
They turned off the gravity like in Halo. This is an Xbox, Lee. It's real. Like we.
Stay behind me.
Tom's made a weapon.
No, don't!
Tom and Hannah also start to float. Razor gloats at them from the open hatch.
Hello, humans.
Enjoying the ride?
The aliens glide gently to the floor.
They have gravity boots! Why don't we have gravity boots?
We have gravity boots!
The door! Stop them! Use your weapon, Tom!
Bring it, meat sack!
Today!
Tom fires his makeshift bazooka.
A potato gun? That's your big idea?
My plan is working!
My plan? You mean my plan?
Tom spots a fire extinguisher.
Hurry, Tommy!
The aliens head towards the open door to the rest of the house. Tom uses the extinguisher as a jet engine, flying across the room and slamming the door shut. He closes the bolt at the top of the door, then turns the extinguisher on Razor and Taser.
You okay?
I'm fine. The door.
On it!
Jake, get the grenade!
Jake tries to maneuver towards the grenade as Taser floats towards the door bolt.
Ah!
Hurry!
Jake runs across the ceiling, down a pillar, and grabs the grenade.
Quick, toss it here!
Jake throws the grenade and Tom smashes it with the extinguisher.
Go!
Kids and aliens fall to the floor. Hannah lands comfortably on a beanbag.
Suck my teeth!
Her rag doll lands with her.
You little...
The aliens rush back to the attic and are attacked by the fire extinguisher, the rake, a cane, and the paintball gun.
Ouch again! Buttocks on fire!
The mind control device drops out of the hatch.
Whoa, that's the thing they used to control Ricky.
Whoa.
Twin Lee activates it.
Oh, cool, let me see it. Oh, nice action on the toggles. Wait, what are these? Give it back. Let me see. I picked it up first. Give it back.
Hey, guys, this is not a toy. It's real.
They've sent Ricky into a series of crazy moves. He runs into a swing, flips high in the air, and lands on his back.
Ricky?
Yep.
Get him before somebody finds him. I'll stay on alien watch.
Ricky's up and running. He charges into his car, flips over it, and lands in a grinning heap. A wing mirror's broken.
I'm sure that'll buff right out.
Wonder where he went. Oh, I'll find him.
Lee works the control, and Ricky pops up from behind the car.
Whoa.
The control gives him a weird, jerky walk.
Cool, so these move him. And these... operate the arms.
Lee makes Ricky smack himself in the face.
Talk about the ultimate Game Boy.
What does that big button do?
Ricky's no longer under control and looks puzzled.
Whoa! What the? My car!
That would be the on and off button.
Ricky's frozen in a look of horror.
Press it again.
Arr! Who did this to my car?
You did, you giant idiot.
Ricky's frozen again.
Ricky! Where have you been?
Go shut up, you little Anthony!
What?
Why are you hitting me?
Why are you being such a jerk?
Revenge is so sweet.
I spent the last hour walking around the lake. Where were you? That's what I thought.
No, I don't know.
Want me to bring him back?
Hey, please.
Did your brain fall out of your head?
Let him suffer.
The room below the attic hatch is a mess. Hannah and Jake are keeping watch from behind a sofa. Jake's clutching a crowbar. The others arrive.
Where's Ricky? Taken prisoner by the aliens?
No, worse. My sister. Any action up here?
It's been quiet. Too quiet. What are they doing in the vents?
Their map. That's how we'll get to the basement.
What do we do?
Flames roar in the furnace in the basement as Tom turns up a heating thermostat.
Hope this works, Einstein.
I didn't get to thank you for pulling me to safety back there. Because I didn't need you to.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't like you.
Shh, good to know.
I'm talking.
Okay.
The toad-faced aliens pause in the heating vent. Skip claps a hand to his brow.
Sweating.
Hey!
Sounds like the men.
Nice job. I think it's working.
Kids, get down here right now.
The aliens flee the heat, and the kids run downstairs.
Who turned on the heat?
I did. We need that on.
Are you crazy? It's July.
Yeah, but it's freezing in here.
Oh, is it a little arctic?
Freezing. Yeah, I think Hannah's coming down with something.
What's going on?
We're fighting aliens. I'm pretending it's pretend. I mean, it is pretend.
Okay, but I'm not pretending, so don't touch the thermostat. Tom, I'm not playing around.
Neither am I.
Tom, I'm not kidding. You want to spend the rest of the week in your room?
Why can't you at least trust there's a reason I'm doing this?
A reason why you're blasting the furnace on summer vacation?
Yes.
A reason why you shot your sister's boyfriend?
Yes.
A reason why you're talking back, giving me attitude? Failing your classes?
So that's what this is about. I failed them on purpose. Yeah, I tanked my grades, okay? I'm tired of getting picked on because I'm a brainiac.
I was a brainiac. It worked for me.
I don't want to be like you. I want to be cool.
Stuart looks stunned. Tom stares at him defiantly.
Don't touch the thermostat.
Looking steadily at his father, Tom turns and goes back upstairs with the others.
Is that true? You really fail on purpose?
Nobody likes a mathlete. Man, we can't fight these things with our parents around.
We can't just get rid of them.
Maybe we can. Here's what I want you to do.
Jake attaches a video camera to the bonnet of a Barbie radio-controlled car.
Send it.
The toy speeds off down the heating duct.
I hate it when we fight.
Oh, I can't fight someone as cute as you.
Well, I'm glad we made up.
Well, it's not an official makeup without the makeup kiss.
You see, my family's up there.
And your family's crazy about me. What about you?
Well, you know I like you. And we have the whole summer ahead of us. Maybe we don't have to go so fast. What? What?
Back under control, Ricky flings Bethany into the lake, then strides off the jetty into the water.
Is that a no? Ricky!
Ricky splashes to the shore.
Ricky!
He keeps on swimming, even though he's on the beach.
Careful, don't break him.
Ricky!
Better grab his shirt.
The camera on the little car shows the inside of the duct.
Still no sign of him.
Lava.
Two options. We're dealing with a retreat or a surprise attack.
The camera's upended and focuses on an alien face. No signal appears on their monitor.
Surprise attack.
The tattered remains of both car and Barbie are thrown out of the duct.
Where's Tom? I thought he was going to help you.
So did I.
Bad news. The leasing office called.
They
need you to go back there before they close for the holidays.
Really?
Problem with the contract. They insisted.
He flaps his arms robotically.
Ricky, are you okay? Oh.
Just allergies.
Just allergies,
Mr. P.
Mr. P. But they did say it's urgent.
Okay, yeah, I'll call and I'll sort this out.
That's so weird.
Tom's mother goes to the phone. It's dead.
Oh, this is weird, Stu. I think the phone's dead.
Your twin Lee switches off the electricity.
Did they just cut off our power?
Oh, they are going to hear about it from me. Let's go. We are going down there right now.
Hey, guys, we could use some more beer, some chips. Why don't you run to the grocery store? I'll fire up the grill.
And wash the kids?
Okay, whatever.
No.
No! I mean... You all have to go.
They said all your names are on the lease.
I'll look after the kids.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No, yeah. Well, I guess I could drive.
Okay.
Mr. P. While you're out, can you get me some adult diapers?
Mine are almost full.
Ricky waves his hand in front of his face like there's a bad smell.
It is a bad allergy.
Oof. Super absorbent.
Look. Alien death mist. Don't breathe.
Put him on pause.
There's smoke coming out of the duct. Ricky lurches, then stands still.
Happy 4th of July, space maggots.
Jake, there's smoke in the vents.
It's me. We have unfriendlies on the move. I tracked them down and held them off.
Nice.
Pants?
Gone.
Nice.
Now we can take it up a notch.
This could get ugly. Hannah, go hide.
Yes. 650.
Not.
The aliens flee the exploding firecrackers.
Oh. Crap.
A huge banger goes off right in front of the aliens, and puffs of smoke shoot out of the house's chimneys. The aliens run for it. Hannah's hiding under her bed.
Ugh. I'm starting to see why the last engine...
Little Sparks falls out of the vent and lands on Hannah's bed. She stays still, clutching her sock dolly. Hannah cautiously crawls out from under the bed. As she emerges, Sparks pops his head over the edge. He falls off, and his four little arms get tangled up in a slinky.
I see you've booby-trapped your room. Got it? Don't got it. Genius human snare.
Hannah studies him as he struggles. Hannah giggles as he blunders about, bounces off a toy drum, then falls over.
Wow, I thought I was blundering.
It's okay, don't worry.
I come in peace.
It's okay, I'll help you.
She gives a cute grin as she carefully unwinds the long spring.
Don't worry,
just
okay.
He's got a small cut on one of his arms.
You've got a boo-boo. Don't move.
He uncertainly lets her put a plaster on the arm.
Okay?
Thank you.
The others are still in the ducts.
Taser! Razor! Sparks! He's critical to mission.
Nice sounds.
It's music!
Ooh, music. I try?
Sure.
With his four arms, Sparks can play the piano, work the CD player, play a drum, and a tambourine.
Yeah!
He finishes with a flourish. Jake pops his head into a duct.
Well, we've definitely slowed him down, but those buggers adapt fast. We need to pull out the big guns.
He opens the box of big illegal fireworks.
Black Cat Whistler? Or a fire dragon.
How about not burning down the house?
Tom raises a finger for silence. Then the boys rush downstairs to Hannah's room.
Yeah, see, it's magnified.
He's armed! Enemy armed!
Hannah, step away from the alien.
Jake commando rolls.
No! Leave him alone! He's my friend.
He was just holding a ray gun to your head.
It's my bubble blower. He fixed it for me. He's not like the others. Look.
They all look under the bed.
First sign of aggression, I'm taking him out. With extreme prejudice.
I don't have training for this. No training.
It's okay, Mr. Snuggle-Lump.
Snuggle-Lump?
Yeah, that's what I named him.
My name is Sparks.
He's not your pet, Hannah. He's a freaking alien.
He's my alien.
She grins and waves to him.
Hi.
Aw.
I mean, ugh.
Maybe she's right. I mean, look at his belt. I think those are tools. Hey. It's okay, buddy. Oh. We just want to talk to you.
Come on, Snugs. Back up.
They back away from the bed to give him room, and Sparks cautiously emerges. Hannah beckons him forward. He takes some objects from his belt.
What?
He touches the gadgets together, and Hannah's hair stands up on end.
Awesome. How does he do that?
Intrigued, Tom touches his sister's hair as the other aliens look down from the duct Sparks fell through. A blob of alien drool drops on Art's shoulder. He looks up in disgust. The aliens have hidden. Bethany stomps into the house.
What the heck was that? Talking about feelings comes with the territory when you have a girlfriend. There is no loophole for that one.
Ricky's on pause.
Okay, I get it. You're not going to talk when I'm yelling. Sorry, it's... I'm sure I'm going to shout. Look, I am so so happy being your girlfriend. But if you really care about me the way that I care about you, then it shouldn't be a problem to give me the time that I need. Maybe you need to think about it. And I can respect that, okay? Take all the time that you want. I'll be here, ready to talk.
He stays stock still with his back to her.
With you.
She's totally baffled.
So that's how it is? I'm getting the silent treatment? So who is in high school now?
Ricky grins blankly. Upstairs, the bedroom door's locked and a light shined on Sparks.
Whoa, whoa.
Why are you trying to kill us?
What's the invasion plan?
What's your weakness?
Water? Earth shrimps?
Women?
Are there more of you coming?
We need the information.
Guys, don't be mean.
Pam, we have to interrogate him. Do you want the world to end? Do ya?
No.
Using all four arms, Sparks does a skillful high-speed drawing of the house and basement.
Whoa. House here, mission objective here.
What you're after isn't in the basement, it's under the basement.
Yes.
What are you trying to steal from our planet?
Who says it's from our planet? Look at that thing, it looks alien to me.
It must be from their planet.
Yeah, planet fruitcake.
Whatever it is, it's huge.
Having tried unsuccessfully to eat a crayon, Sparks builds a Lego model at lightning speed.
Almost done.
So, that's what's in the capsule. Some kind of giant machine?
Oh, great. A giant alien death machine.
No one said anything about death.
Yeah, well, I doubt it's a photocopier.
Come on. We can't trust this forearm freak. He's one of them.
He's not. This guy doesn't fit in with the others.
Fine-fingered Sparks separates two Lego blocks and hands one to Tom.
He's different.
Great. A geek alien.
Jake, he's not a geek.
It's better than a killer alien.
Nana switches on the tap in her bathroom, removes her false teeth, and rinses them. Water bubbles in the toilet. Nana looks around. Taser emerges and spits water. He aims his weapon at Nana's back.
Buenos noches, wrinkles.
A sign reads Creek Landing Real Estate. The grown-ups arrive at the small office, which is closed.
Oh, well, this is ridiculous.
Nate thinks for a moment, then turns to the others.
Well, this sucks.
Sparks is making high-speed adjustments to Tom's potato gun.
Modified.
Whoa. Sweet.
Sweet.
Sorry.
Sparks blunders into Hannah. A police car's arrived.
What's the popo? Be cool.
Be cool?
Open up.
Oh, crap. We forgot about Nana.
Hold on.
Open the
Hannah,
door.
Quick. Hide your alien.
Open the door now.
Snubs, get in.
She opens a suitcase.
Hold on a second.
Children of my children, I request entry. I have candied sweets.
Don't open it. That's not Nana.
Are you sure?
They step back as she knocks the door down.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Surrender engineer Sparks now. Out of my way, Earth children. Move.
Nana, don't make me hurt you, Nana.
Jake brandishes a sponge bat. Nana bites his arm. Her false teeth stay stuck in his skin.
Ew. Return him to me.
Tom, do something!
Nana's advancing on Hannah. A skateboard is shoved towards her. She skids on it, flies in the air, and lands on her back with Skip on her chest.
Ugh, gross, human.
The sheriff's ringing the doorbell.
Someone's gotta get the door.
We can't let the cops in here, it's too dangerous.
Here's Nana!
Hey, leave my Nana alone!
Silence, squeaky voice, human child!
She fires bubbles at Skip, who drops the controller.
I got Nana's controller!
Free me! Free me or face the consequence! In here! You don't trap me, I trap you! How are you?
Skip's netted, then dumped in a chest.
Shake all you want, we own you!
Taser and Razor appear.
The suitcase! Go!
They trip Jake as they dart to get Sparks. Tom dives at Taser.
Hi, miss me!
Stand still, Earthburgers!
Razor grabs the case. The aliens escape by skateboard, dragging the case.
You lose!
I'm sorry, Han. I'm sorry they got him.
She shakes her head. He's under a pillow.
Sweet, huh?
Very nice.
This is the Creek Landing Sheriff's Department. Open this door at once or I will begin forcible entry. In 10, 9,
okay. 8, you guys get rid of the cop. 7, I'm going after the aliens.
5, 4.
I can't leave him up here.
I don't know how much you kids know about penal codes, but making phone calls with the intent to annoy or harass is a serious offense. It's called criminal mischief, and it could mean 6 months in jail. 911 is for emergency calls only, and any misuse of this system compromises this county's only line of defense, and that's me. Around here, I am the law. Literally, I'm the only one. My deputy's on maternity leave.
Look, Sheriff, we told you we're sorry. It won't happen again, so really, you can leave now. We'll be good.
Oh, I can leave? Okay, well, we got the whole problem solved. Hey, what's that there?
Squadron, come in. Come in.
Do you have sparks?
No.
Ah, is there any job you two can't screw up? Come in. I'm sorry, I apologize. That was uncalled for.
You're still trapped in that box, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Step aside, young man.
No need for that. It's just my sister's robot dog. It's sound activated. Right, Hen?
Right. It's not an alien.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna take a look inside that chest, so please step aside.
The sheriff draws his nightstick and approaches the chest. He peers in the keyhole, then turns as a car arrives. The adults arrive back in Nate's 4x4. Tom frowns in frustration.
It's the Popo. Be cool.
1 hour. We're gone. 1 hour. What happened? What'd you kids do?
Hi, Nina Pearson. Are you kids okay? Is everything okay?
No, ma'am. I'd say that making a fraudulent call in 911 about an alien invasion is most definitely not okay.
You called 911?
Come on, buddy. I'm sure you can let these kids off with a warning. Look at them.
One, not your buddy. Two, notice that your vehicle is missing a front license plate. Three, how about I write you up a ticket?
How about you don't?
Nate, stop talking.
You people usually leave your children unsupervised like this?
No, not at all. We had to go into town to the leasing office. They shut our power off.
Looks all right to me.
Sheriff, I know this isn't something you can take in mind, but honestly, they
on the roof, Taser aims his weapon.
We're barbecuing. Join us!
Mama.
Thank you, ma'am. I'd like to, but I am on duty.
Look, the kids made a big mistake, and I assure you, Tom will be punished. But my wife is right. We got plenty of great food. Why don't you stick around?
Look, I know you're on the job, but there's no law against a home-cooked meal. We've got lots of hot dogs, hamburgers, steaks, and
you'll
love it.
Yeah. Okay. Taser aims at the sheriff's gun holster, then at the sheriff's head.
I have to admit, it has been a while. All right, arm successfully twisted.
Great.
I guess an hour off won't kill anyone.
No.
Gotcha.
Hey!
Huh? Jake throws the rake. Taser dart pings off the sheriff's badge.
What was that?
What was what?
Oh, I felt something.
Come on, everyone, dinner.
Let's everyone in dinner.
Inside. I've got the dessert.
Tom looks up as Taser untangles himself from the rake and runs up the roof.
You're going down, punk!
You're going down, punk!
I just said that!
I just said that!
Stop that!
Stop that!
Slipping and sliding, Taser makes a break for the broken roof window.
You've been punked.
Razor splatters Jake with the paintball gun.
Hey, zirconia!
Oh!
The aliens high five and butt heads. A hamburger's cooking on the barbecue.
Okay, now hold on, Mom. I'm not following. Now what happened?
One moment, I'm cleaning my chompers, and then the next thing you know, I'm down here.
You know, you're entitled to a few senior moments at your age.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie, I forgot. Did you want cheese on your burger?
No. I want to find whoever invented love and hack him apart with a machete.
Her mother's shocked by Bethany's words.
Boy trouble.
That makes two of us. I don't know what to do about this Tom situation.
We the guest. Happy face.
Stuart flashes a toothy grin.
Hey, Nate, where's Jake?
I have no idea.
Well, dinner's almost ready. How about you track him down?
Jake's an adult. If he wants to eat, he'll come down and get it.
Jake's tied up.
No!
sorry.
That will rage well.
Excuse us.
No, pardon me. Oops. Watch your head.
Oh. He's dragged downstairs. Sheriff's loving the food.
I tell you, there's nothing more American than a charred chunk of meat hitting your stomach.
I bought the pickles.
Oh, really? Well, if you think a dill spear is going to get you out of that ticket, it's a no-go, mister.
Sparks is emerging from Hannah's backpack, and Tom's sitting on the chest as Skip tries to punch his way out. Everyone stares at Tom.
My stomach. I'm starving.
Any word from Jake? Still no signal. Well, where is he? Hey, boys, you guys, none of that at the table. Right, Nate?
Right.
Yeah. They're playing with their phones.
Nice. Oh, yeah, whatever. Slap it on.
Sparks leans over Hannah's shoulder and quickly grabs a load of hot dogs, wolfing them down.
Hey, Hannah? Did you eat all the hot dogs?
No. I mean, yes.
Stuart and Nana look baffled.
I gotta tell you, I sure beats eating ramen noodles in my squad car. Every day. By myself.
Skips free and spots the controller.
Comfortable up there, Earth boy?
Hope so.
Enjoy some dirt in your face.
Vicky runs jerkily onto the terrace.
Attention all, resistance is futile. Give me what I need.
Oh, baby, I knew you'd come back.
Step aside, hormonal female.
Wait, you're calling me hormonal?
Back away. You are irrelevant to my mission.
Irrelevant? I don't care how old you are. You can't talk to me like that.
What is going on?
Teen drama, I think. It is teen drama, right, Ricky?
Nana!
Turn him off. It's not me.
Let's move. Bring Nana.
Whoa, 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 freeze. You kids have not been excused.
Lee controls Nana.
Let them go. We're playing a game, Uncle Stu. I mean, Stu. We're on vacation. Am I aging backwards? Yeah, I don't think so. You really want to deny me my time with the kids?
Wow. Guilt never gets old. Well, go ahead.
The kids run off, followed by Nana waddling jerkily.
I think we ought to keep Mom out of the Pinot Grigio.
Nate swigs a beer. Tom and the twins run into the back door of the house. Down the hall, Ricky grins, holding the backpack, then throws it into the cellar. He locks the cellar door, then swallows the key.
You have lost. And now the invasion shall begin.
Invasion? You mean there's more of you guys coming?
Many more. And we will crush you like bugs.
Not if we crush you first.
I will not be beaten by children. Any more signs of resistance, and the one you call Jake will be eliminated.
I want Snuggleup back.
That's it. Time to die.
Tom nods to Lee.
Richard, you remember Nana.
Game on!
Game over.
Ricky throws punches as Nana attacks with her walking stick. Nana's getting the best of it, then Ricky cartwheels out of the way, dives for the hat stand and attacks with two umbrellas, sending the twins sprawling. Behind Ricky, Nana hooks her walking stick between his legs, pulls, and he flips into the air.
Whoa, what was that move? Double right thumb click with the left panel twist.
Ricky trips Nana over.
Chinese, get up!
Ricky spins himself upright, and Lee flips Nana back onto her feet.
He's on the light! Send Nana after him!
Yeah! Lee, find your specialty!
Lee tosses the controller to Art. He makes Nana leap backwards all the way up the stairs. Ricky bounds after her. Nana leaps out of the way, and Ricky, fists outstretched, ends up embedded in the wall. Nana stands on the banister, slides down, and leaps for Skip, hiding in a light fitting, controlling Ricky. He clings on, and Ricky, free of the wall, launches a flying kick down the stairs. Nana sidesteps, grabs his ankle, and flings him into a wall.
Take him out, Lee!
Ah, stop cramp! Stop cramp! Give it to me!
Lee takes over, and Nana punches Ricky up into the air. He lands in a crouch, only to be taken out by a spinning kick. He staggers backwards, his head smashing a framed picture. He attacks with a chair and is sent staggering backwards again. Bethany comes in.
Oh! Ricky?
What the?
An elbow smash knocks the alien dart out of Ricky's neck.
Nana?
Nana backflips in a two-footed kick to Ricky's chin, then to his chest, sending him flying down the hall. He crashes through the cellar door.
Yeah, scream, human, or your species ends tonight.
Bethany gawps at Skip.
What the heck was that thing?
Space alien. Too much to explain.
We think they're probably here to destroy the world as we know it.
Come on, if we don't get down there, we're gonna be in real trouble.
I'd say that's the understatement of the century.
Nana's in kung fu pose.
Mom, are you okay?
Lee releases control.
What happened? How did I get... Oh, I need a glass of water.
Okay, somebody better start talking. It looks like you guys had a battle royale in here.
We did. Nana versus Ricky.
Not now, Hannah.
Dad, it's not what it looks like.
All of you, upstairs. Now.
But Uncle Stu, it wasn't our fault.
Now.
They all sheepishly obey.
Okay, unless you want to join them, you better spill it. What the heck happened in here?
I haven't got a clue as to what happened, but my back hasn't felt this good in ages.
Mom? Mom? Where are you going?
Aliens.
Underground, the aliens activate the machine they come for. Jake, bound and gagged, stares at the glow coming from a huge hole in the basement floor.
Build machine. Now.
No.
Skip throws sparks into the hole. Hannah's unhappily hugging her sock monkey. The boys sit in silence with her.
I'm sorry, guys. It's over.
Over? It better not be over. Ricky is down in the basement with that... space rodent.
You don't get it. An entire fleet of those guys are about to invade.
Well, man up and deal with it.
I have been. All day.
Well, if he's too scared, maybe you guys can help me.
Not without Tom.
Why?
Because he's our leader. Come on. It's not just Ricky. Jake needs your help, too.
And Snuggles.
Like everyone on Earth, including our parents.
Tom looks around at the expectant faces. Tom eyes Bethany, and his face hardens with resolve.
All right. Let's go save the planet. And your dumb old boyfriend.
Bethany frowns at his potato gun. Tom leads the way to the darkened cellar. They creep down the stairs in single file. Tom scans the messy basement, gun at the ready. Bethany looks around fearfully. Little Hannah notices she's scared.
You want monkey? He's good luck.
I'm fine.
Bethany grabs the toy. Hannah holds on to a knitted hand.
Stay close. It could be anywhere.
They advance into dimly lit enemy territory. Tom finds a torch and shines it on the jagged hole in the floor. Tom shines the torch into the hole. It seems empty. The alien capsule's gone. There's a sudden movement. Lee falls into the hole and lands on the trussed up Jake.
Those draconians, they tied me up, dragged Snuggles outside. This vacation really sucks.
You see the machine?
Yeah, you're right. It was sent here years ago. Some idiot built this place smack on top of it.
Guys! Guys, I found Ricky! He's waking
up! Where the heck am I?
Oh, baby. I'm so glad you're okay.
Whoa! Don't touch me!
Stop!
Stop!
Okay, I know it's been a really weird day, but you have to let me explain.
Okay. Okay, explain to me why I keep blacking out, why I'm bleeding, and why your grandma did a flying ninja kick on my face down the stairs.
Okay. We're fighting, space aliens. Yeah. Okay, they're small, but dangerous and really scary.
Oh, no, of course. I believe you. Why wouldn't they be? Bethany, why do you want to waste our time playing hide-and-seek and kill the aliens with your stupid brother and your dumb little cousins?
Bethany advances on him menacingly.
Don't talk about my family like that.
Well, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Because we're done. I knew I should have stayed home and hooked up with Annie Filkin. She's smoking hot and she doesn't like talking about feelings all the time. I'm going straight to Annie's.
He limps painfully up the stairs. Bethany watches him leave.
I'm really sorry.
Don't be. You were right all along.
If it's any consolation, he's not going straight to Annie's. Or anywhere for a while.
Wow.
Guys, enough of the sibling bonding. We're at DEFCON 1 here.
Outside, the capsule is expanding, with pods extending out from its disc-like hub. Taser bullies Sparks into making it work.
Rookie.
Oh my god. They're forcing him to build. Build what? How'd he take over the world with that thing?
I really don't want to find out. We gotta stop them before their fleet arrives.
Fleet?
This is just the advance team.
We have to rescue Snuggle Lump.
Snuggle what? Lump? The foreign fella? He's on our side. The other three? Not so much. This is so not happening.
We gotta get out there. Let's move.
Not so fast. I have a plan. Work with me here. Did Dana give anyone Mentos?
Why?
He handed them over.
Okay. What, we're gonna throw candy at them?
No. My own little science project.
Bottles of cola are opened, and the Mentos placed in a line on some tape. The tape is lowered into the bottles.
Mentos bomb, you're a genius.
Shouldn't do this. Humans, friendly, whoa!
Incoming!
In my eye!
The frothing bottles rain down on the aliens, and the kids pour out of the house. Taser's knocked over by a hurtling bottle.
Traitor!
Bethany bundles Razor into a recycling bin.
The girl who just got dumped!
Sparks runs into Hannah's arms.
Oh, he's out cold!
Taser's out, but Skip gets up.
You!
Get off my planet, you little green son of a...
A potato knocks Skip into the machine. He's trapped in a ball of energy which forms on the central platform. Sparks gasps in dismay and everyone stares at the pulsing power, which is lifting Skip up into the air. Then he's fired away.
How do you feel now?
Weakness! Father, weakness!
The head. Not sweet, so not sweet.
Hannah's upset. There's movement in a nearby tree.
Hey! Hey, humans! Listen. The machine molecule expand. Machine, make commander.
A Skip now towers over them and is about 20 feet tall.
Who's little now? Earth maggots. Pretty cool, huh?
You're gonna need a bigger potato.
It's over. I win.
Where's he going? Anywhere he wants.
What about Mommy and Dad?
Tom drops the potato gun and moves away from the group. He spots something sparking in the grass.
Okay, everyone, listen. We don't have much time. Okay, Sparks, can anything go on that machine?
Theoretically.
Good. Art, Lee, I'm gonna need a controller. Bethany, I need you to keep the other aliens on lockdown.
Okay.
Skip rams a probe into the ground.
Jake, come on! This battle's not over yet.
Awesome.
Tom puts Taser's gun in the expander.
There!
Whoa, cool! You supersized it!
Bethany takes off her belt.
You are one ugly alien.
Razor breaks out of the bin.
He may be ugly, but he's mine!
You don't know when to quit, do you?
She attacks with a tennis racket. Tom and Jake go after Super Skip.
You need a clean shot at his neck.
I'm going up.
Razor cuts through the racket strings, gets slammed to the ground, but jumps back at Bethany's head before being swatted away.
Ow! You broke my nail!
I don't care!
Bethany nurses sore knuckles after a massive punch. Skip rams another probe into the ground, and Tom nearly falls from the pole he's climbing. Skip activates a device and lights fire into the air from the probes.
Oh my gosh, they're beacons! He's calling the invasion!
Lights spread out across the sky like bursting fireworks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God bless America. Now, that's what I call a patriot act.
It's not bad, but it's nothing compared to this.
Whoa. Those are Category 3 pyrotechnics you got there.
I suppose that's another ticket.
Light them up. Let's put that guy to shame.
Tom aims the supersized dart gun.
Get him to turn around!
Hey! Down here, you prehistoric space scum!
One of Nate's fireworks is lit.
Oh. Nice one, Nate.
That was awesome! Those things only cost $1.99, can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's you, Nate.
What is that?
It's them. They'll all be coming soon.
Open your eyes, people. There's only one answer. Media shower.
Oh, that's right. I heard on the radio.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Jake unleashes heavy potato fire at Skip's oversized head.
Is that all you got?
Hey!
Taser wakes up.
Come on.
He jumps into the expander.
Take the shot! Shoot him!
His cover's still in the way!
Look out! The ugly one got big! Hurry! Do it, Tom!
50 yards. Angle equals 1/2 arc sine of gravity times distance over velocity squared. 45 degrees.
What was that?
Thomas scores a direct hit on Skip's neck.
You mess with the wrong mathlete.
The twins are standing by with the controller. Super Taser is advancing. Skip turns towards him.
Yes! Get him away from him!
Commander! Hey, wait a second!
The two mountainous creatures grapple.
Take that! Puny humans! Is that all you have?
Whoa, he's good!
Taser gets in a series of massive kicks, and in spite of the twins' best efforts, Skip gets thrown.
You see that?
Sparks! Reverse the machine!
The titanic battle continues as they follow Sparks to the expander. The little alien's fingers fly over the controls. The twins are still fighting a losing battle.
Ha! Go! Too easy!
Nothing's working!
Give it to me!
Tom takes over, and Skip lands a huge kick between his opponent's legs.
Crude, but effective.
That was awesome!
Lights flicker on the expander.
Reburst!
Daddy, he's dead!
The battle lurches towards the huge machine. Skip and Taser fall into the force field.
You came back for me.
Let's go. We can hug lips and surf on.
Taser and Skip are normal size again. Razor helps Taser away, but Skip's still in the machine, which is now self-destructing.
Whoa!
It throws out a blast of bright energy.
Bethany!
Hannah, you okay?
Over here!
Yeah. Bethany!
Did you guys see that? Great job, Hannah!
Smudge was great. So were you guys.
Tom, what about the others? There's so many.
Disc-like alien ships are floating through the night air. They all stare up at them. Sparks activates a wrist control.
Retreat! Retreat! The machine is destroyed! We have been outsmarted by the humans! The invasion has failed! Retreat to Zircon, right away! Retreat! Retreat!
The ships leave, and Sparks heaves a sigh of relief. The ground where the machine was is smoking.
He's gone. It's over. It's all over. He won. Thanks, Snugs, for everything.
You all right, First Space Maggot? I'm gonna miss you.
Miss him? He's staying here, with us. Please don't go. You can be a part of our family.
He looks around at the group and pulls out a digital picture from his pocket. It shows him with his wife and children on his own planet.
Han, I think he's already got a family.
My family.
Sadly, Hannah hands him Sock Monkey as a gift. He accepts with wide-eyed thanks.
Goodbye, Hannah.
He hugs her with all four of his little arms. Hannah looks sadly up at the sky as she holds him, then lets him go. Sparks looks at Sock Monkey, turns away, and leaves in the tiny craft he arrived in. The little spaceship lifts off from the roof with all the kids gathered to watch it go. They duck as Sparks buzzes them. Anna smiles sadly as the ship heads off into the night sky. Tom's untangling a fishing reel.
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, about your grades.
Dad, let me save you the lecture. You were right, and I was wrong. Turns out, there are advantages to being smart. I'm sorry.
I had this really great lecture planned. Even rehearsed in front of the mirror.
Tom hands over the repaired fishing reel. Stuart smiles and happily chucks him on the shoulder.
See the meteor shower?
Yeah. Yeah, it was life-changing.
Stuart frowns, not understanding. Next day, they're in boats, fishing on the sunny lake.
Nice cast, man.
Hey! Oh, oh, got a bite! Got a bite!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Tom and his dad high-five. A fly buzzes around the jetty. It's chased by Skip, who misses it, kicks a bottle cap in frustration, then gets carried off by a large bird. The end. A plaque on a door reads, The Philkins.
Annie!
Ricky, I thought you were at your lake house.
Well, vacation ended early. Is it for you?
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, hey, you're my girlfriend now, so there is nothing I wouldn't do for you. Now give Papa some shoes. Ladies.
It's girls' night out. But hey, you should come. If you like dancing.
Dancing? You ain't even seen dancing.
Till you've seen funky
Ricky.
Tom and Bethany have him under control again. He starts to spin and dance crazily, then falls over. He gyrates, pulls mad faces, and swings from the porch.
Wedgie time!
Cannonball!
I think he's hungry.
He dives onto the floor, then grabs the flowers he bought and eats them.
Turn them off.
He looks around, completely baffled.
Ricky, you're acting really weird.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna back on.
Ricky drinks the flower water, then spits it in the air like a human fountain. He swings onto the banister rail, groin first.
I am so keeping this.
He falls backwards off the porch banister.